We're standing, Isabel, in the middle of the National Indoor Arena. As we can hear, there's a lot of work going on behind to put the track down and the infield. And you're going to be here next year for the World Indoors. How much are you looking forward to that?
It is so exciting to have such a big championships on our doorstep. This is an amazing arena, but the fact that they're putting a brand new track surface down just takes it to the next level. The track has a big effect on high jump, as it does with the other events. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to see what it's going to produce.
And with a new infield, what difference does that make to an event like yours, would you say?
Well, obviously, high jump's all about reactivity off the floor, and this is one of the best surfaces in the world, Mondo track. This is what we love to compete on. So that, combined with the fact that you've got 360 seating in here, the atmosphere is going to be high, it's going to be pumped up, we're going to be on the opening night, men's and women's high jump going on in the same session, are going to kick things off with a bang. Couldn't be better.
And yes, the adding an extra day to the championships, especially for the high jump, aren't they, next year?
It's unreal. I mean, high jump deserves it, to be fair. It's such an exciting event to watch. But the fact that the public have got a chance to get on board with that and share the incredibly special moment of our career as British athletes as well, we've got great strength in depth in the high jump, male and female competition. So it's going to be so exciting to see what the guys can do. And I just really hope to be a part of that.
And I suppose having a new surface, there's the potential to break records with a new surface, is there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the event has come on so much. Events generally, world records keep getting broken and stuff because of the advances in technology, I suppose, that surround the sport. So we'll often see fast times on the track inside as well because it's a hard surface. You've obviously got the banks and, yeah, it's going to be really cool to see what this track's going to produce. And we get a sneak preview because you've got the Grand Prix coming up. Not this weekend, but next. So.
On the 18th, yeah, that's right. And that will be some precursor to the actual World Indoor Championships themselves the following year, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone's gearing up for the upcoming European Indoor Championships, so might see some fast times and big heights put down.
And personally, for you, what are you hoping to get out of 2017, first of all?
I'm returning from an ankle injury, so I think my first kind of goal is to get back to full fitness and to jump again, because that's what I love to do. So to jump without pain, and then hopefully it would be incredible. I mean, if I can qualify for the World Championship outdoors in London, and that's just unreal. I mean, I can't get my head around it because I'm obviously so far from jumping at the moment. It seems mad that I could be in 6 months' time competing on home turf again. And following on from the success I had at Glasgow 2014 and going into 2017 with another bite of the apple.
That's what I was going to come on to, the fact you're trying to rediscover your form, if you like, of 2014 when you got a silver medal at the Commonwealth, didn't you?
That was my first real taste of success at a major championships. And I mean, it's one thing to jump high and perform well, but actually to do so on the big occasion is the most satisfying, exciting, thrilling, heartwarming experience. And being able to share it with your friends and family as well, that's why being at home is special on a different level, because people can be there, you can have a whole crowd of supporters, and they haven't had to travel half around the world and spend their life savings to be there, and it's on our doorstep. I just hope people will get on board and buy tickets.
And there is a feasibility study taking place now as to whether Birmingham can host the Commonwealth Games in 2026. So potentially that's another big multi-nation event that could take place in this city.
What a chance to showcase sport. I mean, we've got great facilities in the Midlands as well. I don't see why we can't do it. And obviously the Commonwealth Games is a big one to take on because it's multi-sport. But from an athlete's point of view, it's really exciting because you get the athlete village with all the different people from different sports. It's not just athletics, but it's across a whole range, and it's countries from around the world. And what an opportunity to welcome them to Birmingham or to the Midlands.